Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 16th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Grace Upon Grace. The scripture text is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. The words to an old hymn state, like a mighty sea, like a mighty sea, comes the love of Jesus sweeping over me. Yesterday I walked down to the ocean, which is about a mile from my brother's apartment. Living inland for the past 5 years makes me all the more eager to use these rare opportunities when I am near the open ocean. I walked along the beach and once again just marveled at the immensity of the mighty seas. I've long associated the daily verse with the ocean due to a sermon I heard as a young Christian. The minister used the persistent rolling waves of the ocean as an illustration of the phrase, grace upon grace. John wrote his gospel late in the first century. Most believe his writings were the last in the biblical canon. Some 60 years after his encounter with Christ and his earthly ministry, he sits down as an old man now to write his record. Other accounts had already been written. Three of them are the other Gospels we have. But surely John's perspective in writing was long awaited by the early church. His purpose in writing it is clearly stated in chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. This reads, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Thus, John's intent was in part evangelistic, hopeful that unbelievers would receive his account and respond in belief. The daily text begins with the phrase, For of his fullness we have all received. Indeed, even the vilest offender is a recipient of God's abundant fullness. The last phrase, though, is the focus today. That's the phrase that states, grace upon grace. The New International Version translates this as one blessing after another. But most literally, it is grace upon grace. The Amplified Version waxes so verbose here. One grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped on gift. Well, what a marvelous blessing grace is. This unmerited favor and undeserved gift. In understanding grace, many have found helpful the descriptive acrostic, God's riches at Christ's expense, or gifts received at Christ's expense. Now, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? By believing, you may have life in his name. And that's the greatest gift of grace. This is the Daily Encouragement Net audio podcast this Friday morning, preparing this in the Bay Area. And we'll be leaving in a couple hours to return home. Of course, due to the 3-hour differential and the length of the flight, I don't get home, although I leave here this morning till later tonight in the East. But it'll be good to be home. It's been good to work with my brother for a couple days. His computer is now all set up. He's on the internet. In fact, when I'm finished here, I'm going to verify that. And now he's just got to plod along and learn how to use it. Well, let me share today a prayer my wife has written in conclusion of my message. God, you've given the greatest treasure that is available to all people. We don't have to fit into a particular segment of our population, nor are we required to live during a certain time period to receive this unsurpassed gift. The gift of your grace is available to every generation and exceeds any temporary material blessing that we'll receive this Christmas. Your grace not only brings reconciliation through your Son, but it continues to pour into us grace upon grace, much like the waves of the ocean. Thank you that you gave in abundance so that we could be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God through the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ. How unlimited and ceaseless is your grace upon grace. Thanks. to my wife for sharing that. If you do go to the site today, there is also a picture I took yesterday of that mighty ocean. It's hard to do the ocean justice in pictures. If you've not seen it, it's the phrase, you've got to see it. And if you have seen it, you sort of know what I mean. Pictures are great, but boy, to be right there and to hear it and see all that's involved is something else. Well, this is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. That is our website, DailyEncouragement.net. We work together, my wife Brooksine and I, and we've actually worked together the last couple of days in spite of being separated across the country through email and cell phones. I call her and send her an email, and she edits my work and adds to the prayer, so it's current today as well. One of the features that we take seriously in this work is it's a current word of encouragement to you. The ministry here is based on that great phrase in Hebrews 3, verse 13 that says, encourage one another daily. And I hope I've done that today. Be blessed.